The last paper, something a little bit different subject, growing leafy vegetables for local food market. I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. It's a cold country. The usually growing season is very short, about 110 days. And see, there's some representative, towns in northern Minnesota and around Fargo area. There's less than 100 day growing days. So we have a farmer's market guides where most vegetables can be grown. Actually, it can be quite different from southern situations. Off-season production, or we start out, for example, lettuce in April to end September, and it can probably be in other states can go before that that time. What I like to do, is just to talk about some. You can use hydroponic culture to fill the gap, some void, until new crops come in or after season is over. This is just a typical farmer's market. Actually, this one taken in south of Winnipeg. It's very popularity of a farmer's market buying is increasing. We do have a very good crop with the cabbage, for instance. Now, the latitude is high. We have a long photo period, sometimes at 5:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night. It's just a growing period. It's a long photo period. And then especially cold crops like a cabbage, were so huge you cannot really sometimes lift up. Very large because it's packing in a photosynthesis at nighttime because the relatively night temperatures, diurnal temperature fluctuations is large, and all the photosynthesis occurring during the daytime, long period of time, and then that respiration doesn't take much. So we always compare the carrots produced in North Dakota, usually about 1% higher in sugar content as compared to other, southern crops grown in southern state. So, but I think we just cannot, or just got the only growing period. So what I wanted to compare is some production. It doesn't show that well, and it's a hydroponic production can be integrated into production system, leafy vegetables for local foods market. It's a year-round production of a crop. Now, hydroponics probably be just a very basic information. Usually, it could be about four different areas of hydroponics. Aeroponics or water culture is a typical hydroponic, just a water culture. And nutrient film technique is called NFT system. That's developed by Cooper in England way back. And now there's a modified system we don't use a plastic film, but actually we use a gutter system, a trough system. We still call this the NFT system. Substrate culture, rock wool or gravels. And actually this is for tall growing plants, larger plants. Small plants are very well suited to NFT system. This will be actually hydroponics and water culture system is massively produced. It's a very large production system. NFT system modified. We get this one from the system supplies from Crop King. And it's good for you can kind of study the nutrient requirement and all those. Anyway, different varieties being tested. And actually, we are using like for quick test, but because we test so many different varieties of lettuce, for example, and sometimes get one trough can be used one variety, but divided into half, and two varieties can be tested. So we get all this cultivar performance and so on. This is the latest one generated this spring. We have three plants in each. That's a rough test. You will see something like a tango. It's just a bolting very quickly, so we don't really give a recommendation. So we have available other poster sessions. We have some variety recommendations and so on. This NFT system is used at Hydro Sun Hydroponics in Graston, Minnesota. You will see the trough is tilted, water is trickling down and collected, and here can this side is kind of a slanted, so water collected and reused, recirculated 24 hours a day, continuous supply. And then there's also plastic tunnel underneath is perforated, and then it'll air is injected. So when you go in here, you will see all the leaves are rattling, just like a field conditions, so generating some general wind. And they said it's better. So some growers use that system for hydroponic, that type of system. It's more expensive to stay. And that's grown. They think with that system, it's less than 2 weeks, about 16, 17 days, you can harvest after placement of a seedling. I'd like to talk about tub culture system of hydroponics. And we had a very, very good French exchange student. She wanted to do some enhancement of a leaf content of a iron and calcium and so on. So we did all this experiment, but then we used the beakers and so on. It doesn't work. So maybe you can, rather than bringing in the larger system, maybe we can have a containment and one tub for one treatment. So we can be here since that time. We do all kind of experiment and using this tubs. And then, of course, there'll be studying. And this is a result of enriching iron content. She calls it a designed vegetables. And it'll be an increase and so on. So it doesn't really respond very nicely, but you can increase a certain level of calcium or iron content. So that's for health benefits. So that system is a modification of it's just huge, it's just flat bed into smaller scale. So we can maybe fit into something small, production of a small scale vegetables using hydroponic system. So right here is an air supply into the tub. The plants are anchored on styrofoam board. We use the black plastic. I thought we can exclude light penetration. It's a black one. Later we found it's not. It works well without. With the white plastic. So usually there'll be over NFT system, the tub culture. It requires less installation or operation cost. Growth is we found again and again about much faster, about from planting time on the plastic tub to harvesting about one week quicker. So you can see the roots are exposed in water, maximum absorption of nutrients and so on. So also, the culture allows lettuce production anywhere in small spaces like a basement, as long as the light is presented. You can grow in small spaces like that. You don't have to really have. This is a front side, it's a tub culture system. It's a soil grown. Actually, really fast growing, and then not much quality wise, not much difference. A root system submerged in the top is very good, very healthy. So really, this one is same. This is just a, this one is a standard solution. This is a nutrient solution. Is a supplemented with a higher concentration of iron. Iron chelate we use. So it's kind of a little bit color changes in it, but it's a very good system. We grow them in rock wool slabs and cubes and place them on top of it. Sometimes we get free labor. See, elementary school students come in, and one time last year, it's about 70-some students in different sections, so they planted all. They love to do the work, you know. And then they grow just like that afterwards, you know. And it's about 20 days you can harvest and market, you know. And so I need to show you just a very simple. You don't have to install larger scale, just a big tub, or plastic or white plastic, doesn't matter, tub. And you can have, I bought this one as from this air pump from Walmart, $12. And then air stones, a larger stone, a small one works very well. It's a tubing material and styrofoam board. And what we do is you just connect it. You can split it into one pump. Air injection system, it works out very well. And you can get this and split into two. It's too much air bubble. Plants don't like too much air bubble. Just a gentle air bubble. So usually we get one pump can handle about 8 tubs. You know. It's a very simple system. And that's what hydroponic solutions should we use? This table tells us a modified Koguland solution. So we do, if water is good, pure, even our water, you don't have to, it's just only what's needed is ion balancing for those cations in millicovalent basis, anions, equal amounts. And then often we have to use local water that has already some minerals in here. So you have to subtract that amount, and what's needed, you just add. And then adding is potassium nitrate, for example. What we need is 6 milliequivalent is needed, but water has a 0.3 milliequivalent, so we can add a 5.7 milliequivalent. 5.7 milliequivalent potassium ion, and then nitrate ion equally divided, you know. So it'll be very simple methods of balancing cations and anions, and very easy. I didn't go with it or how to get this amount. And if anybody is interested in it, you can kind of email me. I can send you this, how you come up with this balancing sheet. Here's a bicarbonate level, 2.1. That's a alkalinity is increasing in here. So usually that same amount neutralized by using acid by way of a sulfuric acid and phosphoric acid. Before, we use a nitric acid. It's so easy, but it's hard to get that. And now it's a nitric acid handling. It's very difficult to buy, you know, after 9/11 event or whatever. So we just come up with this. Actually, total amount salinity will be less than total here because acid. Here's hydrogen ion and bicarbonate ion as they evaporate. So actually, it's lower than this, you know. So this can be done. We do. We don't have to do that. Fargo City has a water purification plant. It's sewage water, you know, treatment plant. They generate 1 million gallons of RO water, reverse osmosis. It's just pure water per day. And there's sugar. We have an ethanol plant. They use 900,000 gallons every day. 100,000 gallon is available. We go there and we fetch and we use them. But you have to do that. What about the adjustment? According to water analysis. But if you don't have just use 20-20-20 commercials, it works perfectly, you know, very well. Unless you have the pH soil is too high or salt content high, just use it. So 20-20 is 20% fertilizer, 200 ppm or 200 milligram per liter for 100% fertilizer. Since we are using 20%, so you need 1,000 milligram or 1 gram per liter. Well, gallon, 3.8 gram per gallon, it works very well. So we just go ahead and use that system. We tried to get higher concentration of a 20-20-20 in the nitrogen concentration, 50 ppm, 100 ppm, 200 ppm, 300, 400 ppm. Plant become very massive, but root damage is for long-term culture. So we just use 100 ppm to 200 ppm if you're using commercial soluble fertilizer, like a 20-20-20. And then it'd be a good idea to have some pH meter, conductivity meter. Conductivity is somewhere at 2.0 in that range. Sometimes we determine nitrate content of a leaf. You can squeeze and get this one. So actually, lettuce spirit contains a high concentration of nitrate, about over 5,000 ppm. You know, drinking water, do we have a river water, U.S. federal regulation, 10 ppm NO3 N content. Higher than that, you don't get federal support, you get penalty, you know, for drinking water. But lettuce is a 5,000 ppm. Like European Union has a regulation on lettuce, nitrate concentration, but not in the U.S. yet. It may come sometime. You know. So we are working on it, and greenhouse-grown vegetables sometimes exceed 5,000 ppm, you know, right? 6,000 ppm. You know. So we have to kind of monitor that. That's not mandatory, but it'll be a good idea for our own information. Sometimes bricks reading or sugar content, we just use it. Very simple, not that expensive. So we, in the market, they get hydroponically grown ones this way. And so we went to Prairie Roots Co-op, Fargo. I think there's a... I guess Hester McGinnis is somewhere in the back, and she's supplying some micro vegetables, microgreens in here. And then when I go in here, this is a lettuce. It's each head is $2.40. That's quite high. It's organically grown, so there's a possibility. This is a natural grocers. They buy from all over the country, so. This is not really considered as a locally grown food, but we can sell there too. But it is one grower for local sales. There is no natural light in the building inside, and it's all plasma lights, and then grow this. And then it says, they go to take to farmers market. They wanted to buy organic lettuce. So they wanted us to do research in organic production. We did. We had students did something like use regular sunshine mix. It doesn't have a nutrient charge, so we can use it as a organic growing as well. And then use of organic fertilizer. We use a guano. Student put too much plants, all died, you know. So we made some like pelletized the dairy, you know. And it works okay. This is grown with that. We tried it hydroponically. It's a company that sells bison tea. It's a bison dung cooked and then made into tea. We scatter, but you have to put a lot of them. But you can do. There's some variety differences. It's organically grown, so that's a possibility. So usually, they are even summertime. The quality of field grown lettuce is not as good. So we may be able to find the places for hydroponic production very simply, in small spaces and so on. So with that, it could be well adapted hydroponic culture for local production. You can grow what's needed in a quantity, you know, very quickly. You know, just over the 2-3 week period, you can kind of get into market. Of course, you have to grow seedlings to reach that about 2 weeks, and then to place. on the top culture and so on. I think we'll stop here. Any, we went over time, so. Okay. Anything? Any questions? Yes, questions. Oh, we just replenish what's used up. We don't have to do until it's all used up. Yeah, we don't use recirculation. Actually used and used, it works very well. If the when new crop cycle comes, you may dump, or there are weak solution, 200 ppm, and it's not going to be hazardous to waste and so on. Okay. Other questions? Yes.
What kind of light are you using to grow these?
We are doing experiments, different lights, LED light, high pressure sodium lamp, and LEP is a plasma light. Okay, and we have all the results. And usually, regular about 200 micromol per square meter per centimeter per second. That works very well. It doesn't really influence. There are some papers of it. Questions?
Yeah, if you use a fertilizer 20-20-20, where can you get the micronutrients from?
We add micronutrients. You can do it, but I want you to do water analysis. Often, local water supply has enough micronutrients. Actually, too much micronutrients is a problem. So only deficient amount you can add that. Question.
I want to ask you, how do you keep the nutrients clean? How do you keep the media clean? Because they may have any
microbial growth. Somehow plants are tolerant and they do okay. After one cycle, we can just empty, but during completion, or just only 2 week period, not much of a problem. Yeah, then they may bolt, they flower or something. You have to harvest it within this system or a 2 week period. You know, after 2 weeks, just harvest and get new plants in. Yeah. Question there?
So you use continuous light for 24 hours per day, or you
Either way be okay, but usually we use a 16-hour day and 8-hour night. Okay, let's say we didn't. Yeah, question there. Oh, EC's, you have to live with it. You know, if it's raw water, you have to handle. You have to, if there are some cases, our water is high sulfate level. And then it doesn't matter, sulfate level 10 milliequivalent per liter, it's not affected that way. But this is other elements we have to adjust. We have a very high sodium concentration. Somebody wanted to use a potassium level increase for their absorption sites can be in competition. But that's why when I go to see the grow owner to start a greenhouse, and first thing I ask is to just bring water analysis for, you know, water, and we do analysis. We don't recommend if a salty soil, you know, to grow. Then you have to use a RO system generator. We have the same problem with the one grower in southern North Dakota. It'd be concentration sugar. I mean, the water, salt content is 1,000 ppm TDS. So that case, they have some system they bought to RO water generator. Small quantity, yes, but you're going to grow so larger quantity. It'll be a headache in the long run. Usually temperature and so on, if you are comfortable, they grow very well. Home, in the basement, you know, it'll work out okay. If you're drinking water, usually good enough, you know, usually, most cities. Okay, other questions? Okay, thank you for attending.